This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Good to have you with us this morning. We're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro this morning. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is with us, and he's here to answer your questions. If you have a concern with a pothole in the road, maybe you have a concern with some flooding areas, perhaps you have noticed an area that needs a traffic signal, or maybe some signage that children are playing, or maybe even there's a bush that's growing out in the road and making it difficult to pull out into traffic. This is your chance to get something done about it. Chris has his pen in hand, and he has a big tablet ready to take all sorts of notes. And our phone number is 893-1450. I hope you don't get writer's cramps today.
Well, good morning, Bart. It's a beautiful day in Murfreesboro.
It is always a beautiful day in Murfreesboro. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good to have you with us
this
morning.
Thank you.
Well, let's jump right in and go to the phones. 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment or a suggestion for the city of Murfreesboro. And I do underline this must deal with Murfreesboro, not outside in the county. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Murfreesboro Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher.
Yes, I'm wondering about the road that's blazed. In front of Blackman High School at the end with Brinkley Road. I'm not sure if that's county or city on that end.
Okay.
The other end is fine, but the road down there on the Brinkley end is so rough. It's like a washboard.
Okay. So this is over by Blackman High School, obviously, Blaze.
I think it's going after you turn and go in between the middle school and the high school where Blaze, I guess it's Blaze, tees into Brinkley. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who's supposed to take care of that, but that's really rough down there.
Yeah. I know maybe one side of that road is in the city. The left-hand corner, there's a home that's on the corner of Brinkley and Blaze that faces Brinkley. That area is not in the city of Murfreesboro. But I do think the other corner, which is undeveloped, I think it may be in the city. So that's one of those areas where I'm not really completely sure about.
Now, this would be interesting. We're going to go out there one day, and we will see one lane perfect. Smooth and perfect. The other one will be bumpy.
Typically what we do on that is we typically, if that area is in the city, we'll annex the road, or the road's not half in or half out. It's either all in or all out. But I will check on that, and I appreciate you pointing that out.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you turn into Hobgood School, there is a big mud hole, and I don't know who fixes that, but we would appreciate if it could be fixed.
All right. Thank you for calling.
So that's right there in the road as you turn in.
That's sponsored by the car wash people.
893-1450 is our number. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm calling in regards to Sulphur Springs. It's about a mile off of Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big hill, and I've lived there since August, and there's been two very serious wrecks. And I have children. I was just wondering if maybe we get like a slow down children at play sign or something to bring attention to the hill and the fact that people just fly over the hill, and it's hard to come out of your driveway, or your kids are riding down the road on their bicycles. Both times, both of the wrecks, the people veered off the road and hit mailboxes and trees. So it's really a concerning area in there.
So this is between, this is on Sulphur Springs between Northfield and Haines. Is that right? About halfway between those two?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know that's it. It kind of goes uphill as you're going toward Haines. There's a rise there. Well, we might, you know, if people are you telling me people are speeding as well down through there?
Say that one more time.
He's asking about, are people speeding?
Yes. People are speeding, and then apparently they're not paying attention to the road because they're veering off of the road.
That
one was on Thanksgiving Day, and one's been since Thanksgiving Day, and they were both very serious wrecks.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay.
And that's a 35-mile speed zone, I believe, through there.
Yeah.
And it's three lanes, two lanes and a turn lane. So I could see people do drive quickly.
Yeah, it's a really straight road.
Yeah.
And it's in between those two other roads where people go. And we typically don't put out a lot of the children at play signs anymore. They really feel like that they're not very effective. People just
maybe radar.
Yeah,
police radar.
That could be your biggest answer to the question is
just something to get people to slow down and pay attention to the road.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you do that for a while, and suddenly they say, "Hey, let's don't speed here."
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you.
That's how it all works. People see the needs, and then they share them, and it's repaired. Right. I mean, it's corrected.
So I want her to be aware that sometimes when I call in, and they'll go out and they'll run some radar. So just be prepared to be ready, because they'll do that. They'll go out and check that area. So,
good morning. You're on WGNS with Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, I would like you to check into and see why the last two tornado warnings we've had, that the sirens didn't go off, the horns at MTSU, the two times, and it was on TV, that we were under a warning, but something must happen because I didn't hear the sirens, and I live close nearby, and a lot of the neighbors, especially in the night, they depend on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm not aware of why or
why. They've just put in a new system, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they tested it not too long ago.
No, they
ago.
Do test it quite
so.
A bit.
Yeah, I heard them when they tested it, but the two warnings that we've had here, and it's, the tornado season, and I'd appreciate if you would check into that.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
And good morning. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
My question is, I live on East Main, and my question is, are there any plans of putting stand-up street lighting down East Main like you got on Manny?
At this point, I'm not aware of any in the plans, but, that's not something that we would probably look at, but at this point, I don't think there's anything in the plans.
That road in front of the university there, I'm assuming they're putting up new lighting and everything.
Yes, there will be on that section of the road. But as far as I know, right now, as you go down East Main, there's not any plans for that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number. Before we go to the next line, since he mentioned about the university, Middle Tennessee Boulevard there beside the university, how are the plans going on the renovation of the part that has not been renovated yet?
You'll see, I think the city is in the process now of going through and acquiring some right-of-ways and getting the plans together. You'll see some work probably start to begin on that sometime this summer, and that's going to be it's going to be a big job. It's going to be very inconvenient, but we want to try to get it done while school's not going on at MTSU. Now, that thing that'll help a lot of the traffic issues at that point.
All righty, so we'll be making you aware of that. And let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Murfreesboro Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother Bratcher.
Yes, sir.
Whose smart idea was it that did that work on Manny Avenue, North Manny Avenue? Whose idea was it that did, have you been up through there, sir?
I have.
Can you explain to me why they would make a street smaller with all of that traffic right down Main Road in this town? They call themselves decorating these streets. We don't need decoration. We need room. Murfreesboro is growing, and it's very dangerous. Have you really looked at that street? Anybody?
I've driven down it. Yes, I have.
Why would they put all this stuff in the road?
Well, you know, Casey, it depends on how you look at it. We met with the neighbors. We came up with a plan that felt like that we wanted to make that area something that was where business could go and people would be proud to look at. It was creating an atmosphere, and I think when it's all said and done, when you see that, it's going to be something that everyone's going to be proud of. And I've already got a lot of comments where people are really excited about how good it looks, and there'll be some on-street parking, and there'll be some ways to improve that area in general. And I think everyone's going to be tickled with it. You just can't every street. I agree with what you're saying. But I think that what's going to happen in the downtown area, we just didn't want to make it another wide boulevard street where people could just buzz up and down the street.
But that's a main road, you know it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It still will be a main road, but it's going to be something I think that the property owners and the residents of Murfreesboro will be something they'll be very excited and proud of.
But see, we need to get our priorities straightened out on these streets because. But you take the MTSU Boulevard from Roses to MTSU. I told you guys they planted all this beautiful stuff. You said it's dapper looks. Sir, now this stuff has grown into trees. And it's very dangerous right in that area because you can't see these practically get in the road. Now, see, do we want a scenic view or do we want safety?
I think we'd love to have both.
Sometimes you can't have both, you know what I mean?
let me ask you this. How about right. If we put a gazebo right there in the middle of one of those areas where the trees are, and we feature guitar concerts?
No. Because maybe you'll start taxing me for that. Come on, man.
a picking tax.
Hey. You know what's funny about politics and taxes?
What's that?
Man, these guys spend a lot of money to get these jobs, don't they?
I don't know. I'm not a
politician. Y'all won't say nothing about this. Don't get quiet over there.
I'm not a politician.
Hey.
Is there a politician in the room?
I wish I had a job I could spend $25 million to try to get. Does that make any kind of sense at all?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. I'll agree with you on that. I think if I had $25 million, I wouldn't be seeking re-election or anything. So.
Have a good one, you all.
Thank you, Casey.
Hey, where are you going to play next?
I'll be at, what's the new town over there near Franklin and Nashville, where they put the beautiful shopping center at?
Where is this again?
You know, when you leave Franklin going to Nashville, you know, it's got that big mall over there on the left.
Oh, they have something over
there? What's
that
place over there?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Coach Spring.
Cool. Yes. I never
but I don't know where I'm playing it yet, so I'm going to call you back and tell you the name of the place. My friends wanted me to go over there with them.
I only think Rutherford County. I don't
know. Oh, well, you know, it's hard to find a place to work at anymore. I guess the tax and that now.
Take care
you know,
of yourself.
You don't have two guitars, man.
Oh, man, Casey.
Have a good one, you all.
Casey, it's good to talk to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
Thank you, Bart. Good morning, gentlemen. Question. We're at the corner here of Hamilton Drive and Broad Street. And the city folk come through. There's a car lot sitting right beside me here. And the city folk come through and, of course, wanted to move the cars back because of it being on the city property closer to the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the city property there, right off the shoulder of the road, there are potholes that are actually in that driveway area there that would be considered to be on city property. I wonder if, sir, that you could have somebody come by and take a look at it. It's at 1122 Hamilton Drive.
Okay. And, I think...
You know, I don't guess the businesses here would be responsible for filling them if that's city property.
Okay.
And I appreciate if you do that.
All righty. I sure will. That's right behind. I think Martin's there when you turn on Hamilton.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right in front of Demas's.
Sure. I know exactly where it's at. I'll have them look at that.
Potholes right there on the side. You'll see them so very, very clearly. Also, let me ask you a question, sir, real quick. I'm seeing more and more of the signs, the people sitting on the curbs and all signs that will, you know, work for food and that kind of thing. What's the situation there? What's causing more and more of that I'm seeing?
Well, I think it's, you know, first of all, it's to probably the general economy in general that where you see people doing that. And a lot of these people are, and I can't tell you for sure, but a lot of them are transient people who travel wherever they come from, and they're going from one city to the other city, and they stop off in Murfreesboro. Because I've actually seen people drop people off from vehicles to do that.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, what I was going to ask you. I thought I had too. I mean, to me, that says this is somebody's.
It's more like a network.
It's
like a network, you know. And I don't want to. I know we have people here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County who are in need, and probably have some folks who have done that. But I kind of wonder if these are even local people at all. So it's.
Right. Yes, sir. I too have noticed people dropping them off, and then I've noticed that people will come up to them, give them dinners and all that they just purchased, like they knew they were going to be there or something. So It's quite interesting. And of course, I've got the heart of anybody. I mean, I'm ready to help anybody, and we do have people locally here that does need our help. But I'm just seeing more and more of that, and I was concerned and wondering if they are coming in from out of town.
Yeah, and I don't know that, and I know we have several great organizations here who will help people. That are in need or who are even hungry or need assistance. So, I really don't know the story behind that, but I'm like you. I'll help them and do anything we can. The city of Murfreesboro is always willing to help as well.
Absolutely, and y'all do a wonderful job. But if you check into those potholes, I'd appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir, I sure will. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
And let's go to another line here. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Doing great. Fine. Thank you.
Great. Hey, just a quick question. First of all, great job on both of y'all's parts of what you do, and for this opportunity to talk and ask a question is just is wonderful. It makes you proud to be able to live in this fine city that we live in, and thank y'all very much for that. My question. Highway 99, where are we at on the plans to widen, you know, Highway 99, and how far out will that run?
Well, I talked to, I think it was Senator Tracy the other day. That's a state project, the widening of Highway 99. That's a state road. And I understand it's been a long time in the works. I understand they're out there. They've just begun to acquire the right-of-ways to make that a five-lane road. And it's going to go, I think that it's going to be in a couple sections. The first section is going to be from I-24 out toward the Rockville area where, if you're aware that they were widening the 99 coming into Rutherford County or into Murfreesboro from the Rockville area. So I think that first leg is going to meet and connect those two. And then the second leg, I think, will go from I-24 down to Old Fort Parkway.
Well, that would be wonderful, because I actually live out in the Rockville area, and it's grown quite a bit, and the need is definitely there for the highway. And the other issue, particularly from 24, it seems like rush hour traffic coming off the interstate there, then they're trying to get over and go left onto Warrior Drive. It really gets bogged up there in the evening, and it'd be welcome relief, I think, to a lot of people to see that get done. Well, thank you for your time, and both of you have a nice day.
Thank you, sir.
You too.
Great
Bye-bye.
Question.
Thanks for listening to the station, too. We appreciate that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you, Park. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say something for the gentleman who just called about the people on the side of the road asking for jobs and so forth. If you call in to the police, if you are suspicious that it might be like a gang of people from another city or something, if you'll call the police, they'll come and check it out. We saw that on Chevrolet Highway one day, but they were actually on it was on like an intersection, and they wanted every corner. I forget what they were getting money for, but we called, and it wasn't but a minute till the police were called, and they scooted. So they'll check it out for you.
That's a good point. I know it, and I want to make something, bring something to attention. A lot of times we have people, you'll see that they'll come into town and they'll be selling newspapers or getting donations or for whatever reason, and they're all a great cause. But the law says in Murfreesboro that as long as you stand on the sidewalk, people can donate money to your calls or whatever, but you can't go out into the street or go across lanes of traffic to grab money, because then you start creating a traffic hazard and even a safety hazard for yourself. So I've seen that. We, other cities, I've seen people stand out in the middle of the road and kind of collect money and sell their small newspapers or whatever. You can do it on the sidewalk because that's public right of way, but you can't go out into the lanes of traffic.
Alrighty. And if you see them out in the median,
just call the Murfreesboro Police Department.
Alrighty. Our number is 893-1450. We're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher's here answering your questions, taking notes, and as they say, the buck stops here. Chris is going to get some action on issues that you bring up. 893-1450, if you're on the line. We have several people on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next. Promise you that. We'll be back.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
It's still truck month at Ford of Murfreesboro. Get a 2012 Ford F-150 and save up to $6,500 off MSRP.
This excludes tax, title, registration, and the $499 dealer fee.
Need a Super Duty Ford diesel? Save up to $5,500 off MSRP.
Excludes tax, title, registration, and the $499 dealer fee.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. Stop by today or visit fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street has a Valentine special that will be hard to resist. If you spend $99 or more, you'll get a gift certificate for dinner for you and your Valentine, a gift certificate for flowers, and a box of chocolates. Take advantage of the Valentine special today at Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond, especially on Valentine's Day.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Traffic easing a bit on I-24 as you make your way into the downtown Nashville area. We're still seeing some congestion around the junction there at 440, also at the 40 West Junction. Still very busy. Also, traffic easing already this morning on Broad at Church, also Broad at Warrior, and also Old Fort Parkway at Chapin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane with traffic easing. Get a $49 massage now through Valentine's Day. Massage Envy is the perfect gift for that special someone. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. How about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have cloudy skies for your Wednesday forecast. 50 degrees for your high temperature with a north-northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Currently 41.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home. In charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Standing on the bridge, looking at the waves. Seen so many jump, never seen one saved. On a distant beach, your song can die. On a bitter wind, on a cruel tide.
Hey, welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Chris Bratcher is with us.
Bart, I want to say, I get a lot of calls on your program. I love being here. And I wanted you to make sure that we tell your listeners and those who call in, when I leave here, I'll take all these different questions and things, and I'll get answers to them, as I always copy you on emails and different things like that. I assume they can probably get the answers.
They will be on our website when we get the the information back. We get it from Rob Lyons and
the different
people.
And I always try to copy you and make sure that you're informed on that. So
let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher.
How you doing there?
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. On our property, on the taxes in the city, when y'all say y'all don't raise the taxes in the city for years and years and years, when our property value goes down and our taxes stays the same, so y'all raise some other little value or something to make it stay the same. Is that right?
No, I'm not sure what you're trying to ask.
Has your property value gone down?
Yeah, everybody's property value has gone down.
No, I mean, but on the tax rolls.
Oh, no, not the property value hadn't went down, but the little thing, they got a number that they use where they can adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
And they adjust it for it to stay the same. So really, we don't have a chance of really our what we pay going down, because they'll adjust it to keep it the same. But another thing I was going to ask them too is that about these when a person parks their car in their yard and it's not in their driveway, they get a $50 fine if the police come by. Is that right?
It just depends on what the zoning is, and it depends on how many cars are in the yard. We try to avoid from people just parking cars in their front yard in the grass.
Yeah, but I mean, but if it's parked out, if it's not parked in their driveway, they can get a $50 fine.
Because
I know a friend of mine, he had to move his car, and he just had one car. He got a new car, and he's going to keep that car for his son, and he parked it beside his driveway. And they wrote him a $50 citation.
I'd have to. I don't know that situation. I couldn't comment on it because it depends on a lot of different things. So I really don't.
There is a law there that y'all made on that.
Yeah, there are. We do have some ordinances where you can't park cars in your front yard. That's correct.
And it's a $50 fine if you do, right?
I assume that's what it is.
And then we got there was another one you got there. If you've got your car running in your driveway, warming up, and you're not in it, they can get a $50 citation. Is that right?
I think that may be right. I'm not sure on that.
Probably has to do with your door being unlocked also.
Yeah, I think that's, it's trying to, I know Nashville has that law, and they do that to try to prevent people from stealing your car while you're sitting in the driveway running.
But now, I think if your car is locked and the engine's running, I don't think that applies. I'm not sure, would seem reasonable. And a lot of cars nowadays enable you to do that.
Yeah, and I think they do. So,
but anyway, I just know there's a fine here that if you got your car running in your driveway and you're not in it, it's unlocked, there's a $50 citation. And that road over Casey that was talking about, I've seen it. I don't understand why they put brick in it. Why they put brick on the sides and little swerves in it that don't make. I mean, cost a lot of money to put brick down. It's a whole lot cheaper to put pavement and a straight line and have them all them little swerves and cutouts and all that stuff. I mean, somebody spent lots and lots of excess money that didn't need to be spent on that road over there. If anybody goes down and deal with, we'll definitely be able to see how much money has been wasted on that right there. And anytime at Murfreesboro, it seems like anything that y'all can sit up there and figure out how to send somebody a $50 fine, where it's not enough money that if they have to take off from work, they're going to lose money. So it's cheaper for them to pay that little $50 fine than to have to come up there and fool with it. It seems like that's what y'all are doing a lot, just trying to figure out a way that y'all can send people $50 fines and make money that way. Just like on those cameras and every other little thing y'all can come up with. But anyway, maybe here in a few months we can change this situation and everything. So I appreciate your time. Thank you much.
Thanks for calling. You have a super day. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is with us. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro this morning. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher. How are you this morning?
You talking to me?
We are. Good morning.
Okay. You know where the post office is out there at on Memorial Boulevard?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Well, do you know that building that they just now put up?
I think that's the Bojangles Chicken place.
Yes, sir. Is it a possibility in the months to come? I mean, it's going to be heavy traveled. It's already heavy traveled out there anyway. But they're going to have a light out there, I imagine. You follow me?
Are you talking about right there at the post office at the Bojangles a lot?
Yes, sir.
Probably talking about Iron Gate.
Iron Gate, That place will increase some of the traffic there, but Memorial Boulevard being a five-lane road, it can handle a lot of traffic. Now, what will happen on that particular is that we will monitor that location, and as we do all of them.
Yeah.
That being a state road, the Tennessee Department of Transportation has certain traffic criteria or certain traffic counts that they require before they will allow a traffic signal to be installed on a state road. And so we will monitor that, and if it hits a certain number or a certain peak, then they will allow us to install signalization at that intersection.
And I want to ask you another question. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Right, coming on back up the road there on Memorial Boulevard, what happened to that car wash right there?
Oh, I right across from Reeve Sane.
Somewhere in the neighborhood.
I don't know, but my suspicions are it probably the old car wash type situations where you pull in and you take the wand out and you wash your own car and those types of situations. Most of those car wash type situations, they fell victim to the new car washes that are coming into town, where you can buy a monthly pass or you can buy different things and they'll wash your car for you. And I've noticed that not only in Murfreesboro but in other cities, that the old type car washes have really suffered because of the newer, better car washes where you don't have to get out and physically wash your car yourself. And that's just my suspicions. I don't really know. It could be another reason, but I noticed that those types of car washes are going out a lot of places.
Now, can I ask you another question?
Absolutely.
I have done called into the electric department about it, and they said they was going to try to put big lights, put a bigger light up out there on Kingwood and on Kingwood, because every time we go by there when it gets dark, there is a man and maybe a lady every now and then, but I know it's a man, come by there with his little puppy dog, and you can't see him. And is there any way possible you can get a bigger light to put out where you can see the person or do something about it? I mean,
I think I know where you're talking about, right there at Kingwood and Sunset, where that little three-way stop sign is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know where that location's at. I'll check that out.
I've done calls the electric department, and I don't know when or what they're going to do. I mean,
let me ask you, does a guy wear real dark clothes?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, yeah. He don't wear clothes that you can see.
Right. He should really. That's where the solution should be. I've seen a guy riding a bicycle in that area in the morning when I come in, and back when the sun was not up yet, I couldn't see the guy if his pedals on the bicycle were not reflecting. They have reflectors on them. If it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have known he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where this gentleman's talking about, I live right down the street from that on Sunset, so I go through that intersection every day. They're walking actually on the sidewalk.
Or are they on the sidewalk?
Yeah, there's a sidewalk there, so they're actually walking.
I don't understand why. I mean, we've just about come up on them before we've seen them.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't want to hit nobody, and I don't want nobody to get hurt.
No, people just need to wear light-colored clothes if they're out in the dark. You know, whether it's late at night or early in the morning.
Yeah.
If the sun's not up, don't go out there with the black pants and black coat on.
Yeah. But yeah. I will have the Murfreesboro Electric Department check out those street lights to make sure that they're performing.
Now, I don't know. Well. That, like you say, that I won't get light down. Well, I mean, a brighter light down on Kingwood, but that light on Sunset, that might bring out a bigger light if you can put one out there. But if you can't, that's okay. I mean, you've got so much you can do so that can. But right. It don't make no difference. I'd like to get something done there if it could.
Okay, I'll have them check that out, and we'll see if we can brighten it up just a little bit.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate
your
call.
Thanks for your information. Bye bye. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. People sharing what they see.
Right.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I want to know if Mr. Bratcher can tell me who had the foresight to put a bike lane in the middle of a four-lane highway. I think it goes through the gateway. And I understand why you don't have one on the right, because you have a lane of traffic there on both ways, headed both directions. The Tennessee Driver's Manual says that you're supposed to ride with the traffic and walk against it. But why would anybody have foresight to put a bike, designated bike route in the very middle of a four-lane road? And I want to hear what kind of response I get to that, and I'll hang up and thank you very much.
Well, wait. Before you hang up, I think Chris has a question. He's wanting to...
Tell me exactly where you're talking about on the... is it you're talking about Thompson Lane?
I want to say Thompson Lane, but I'm not...
I know where he's talking. As you go up the bridge going over the railroad track?
No. It's going by the hospital, the new hospital deal out through there.
The bike lane is
right in the very middle of the four-lane highway.
I think it's...
And I do not understand that. If you're supposed to ride with the traffic and walk against it, you've got a 50% chance of getting killed in the middle of that road. And it goes up to a stoplight, too.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'll hang up and wait for your response. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a great question, and that question's been asked before. And I actually called and talked to our traffic engineers about that. And what happens is the bike lane is on the right-hand side of the road on the shoulder, and then as it approaches, as that bike lane approaches an intersection, it continues to go straight, and your right turning lane actually is on the right-hand side, and then your bike lane is in between the turning lane and the traffic that goes straight. And it does look like it's out in the middle of the road, and I asked them that, and their response was our traffic engineers, and there are national bike lane guidelines and things that they have studied this. If that bike lane was to kind of go over to the right-hand shoulder of the road with the turning lane, people in that turning lane, if you're turning right and you've got a bicycler on the right-hand side of your vehicle, you typically look to the left to see if there's anything coming before you turn right. You're not looking at the bicycle guy on the right-hand side of you. And they found out that a lot of bicyclers are actually getting hit or ran over by people turning right, looking back to their left. They're not aware of the bicycle on the right. So they decided that if that bicycle is going to go straight, just to keep him in the straight lane, that way people looking left, obviously the bicycler is on your left. And that was the explanation I got of why that bike lane continues to go straight and the turning lane's on your right, if that makes sense to you.
893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We're going to pause for a moment, take our last check on the weather. We'll be back. We have about 6 or 7 minutes left in the program. So if you have a question, you need to call it quickly, because the time is running out. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is with us this morning. Deja vu here as we go back to the Super Bowl.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We'll have cloudy skies for your Wednesday forecast, 50 degrees for your high temperature with a north-northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 41.
Maybe you need a new mattress. You can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher with us. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher. How are you today? Hello there.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Liz, I had a question for Chris Bratcher.
Okay.
And the question is... I live at 1331 Toon Avenue, and my name is Neil Puckett. And I want to know, I talked with you before about a flooding problem at the telephone cell tower right next to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I recall that.
And this is creating a mosquito problem, you know, in warmer weather. So... if something ain't done this year without a hard freeze happening, then it's going to just take mosquitoes and just flood me with them.
Okay, I'm right now. I recall you and I talking about that, and I sent the city engineers out, I think, to talk to you. Is that correct?
Well, the city engineers never talked to me. I showed pictures of the flooding and checked the landmarks to make sure it was right. And Mr. Huddleston down at the engineering department told me if there was something wrong, you know, if there was a problem, they'd do something about it. But they've never done it.
Okay. All right. I do recall talking to them, and they came out and looked at that area and talked to you about it, if I recall. It actually comes across the backside, if my memory serves me, because this has been quite some time.
Right.
The backside of your property, where, is it Searcy Street?
No, it's Toon Avenue. It's right close to Searcy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's back in that back part of that area, so.
Yeah, it's pretty bad on some heavy rain.
Mhm. Okay, I'll have them we'll have them come back out and we'll reevaluate that again and see if we can cuz I can't recall they did look at it. I can't recall what their response was to me. I'm sorry, I can't remember that. It's been quite some time ago.
Well, I know it has been, Mr. Bratcher, but listen, if I can get with you, I can show you some pictures that I've taken, and you can check the landmarks to know it's the right place.
Okay.
It definitely shows a problem, and I showed these to the engineering department, and it clearly shows that there's a problem there.
Okay. Why don't you give me a call after the program? I'll give you my cell phone number if you've got something to write it down with.
I sure do. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
By the way, while he's getting a pencil, let me say this. There was a problem exactly like what he's describing with mosquitoes down at the Murphy Spring wetland, which is where the WGNS tower is. Mm-hmm. And one summer I was going down there, and every time I'd go down, I'd leave with mosquito bites all over me. And the Parks and Recreation Department, because obviously anybody who walks the boardwalk system down there had the same problem. They put in giant bat boxes. I don't know how long it takes to attract the bats, but bats love mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And the next summer, there was no mosquito. There's not been a mosquito problem since then. These are not the little bat boxes like you put up at your house. These are, I don't know where they must have made them. They're big bat boxes.
Really? And I know that's a great point. And I know that you can, in the city of Murfreesboro, on Murfreesboro property, they have the donuts, they call them, that mosquito donuts they'll take, and you can throw them out into the standing. If you have standing water.
That's something you have to keep doing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about if you have standing. The main thing is you have to know that standing water is going to breed mosquitoes. And most mosquitoes are very territorial. They don't roam a lot. So typically, if you have a really bad mosquito problem at your home, it's typically coming from somewhere in your yard or close, so you need to make sure there's no standing water, and if there are standing water, you could throw those little mosquito donuts out that would kill the larva. But my cell phone number, I want to give it to this gentleman. He can call me after the program. I'll be glad to come out and look at that. It's 417-4067. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bratcher, listen, any kind of help that I get right there. There is also a park bench for people coming down the sidewalk to sit down and rest right there, exactly where this thing bubbles up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll come out to your place. You just give me a shout, and when we'll make an appointment, I'll come out and we'll look at it, okay?
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
All right, no problem, Mr.
You Duncan. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see if we can't squeeze in one more call. Our final call this morning, you're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher. Hello? This may be an easy one to squeeze in.
I love this one.
If I find no duckers, what to call he to wear anything for me?
Do what now? Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just... how you doing, Bart?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I made it here and there and everywhere.
All righty.
I'm calling about out here on the Hall's Hill. Probably got this way.
Yes, sir.
Is there any kind of way we can get any kind of lights out this way?
Like street lights?
Yeah.
Okay. Street lights out around Hall's, because that area has really developed.
Yeah, the new road has really helped that area.
Yeah.
We will put, the city of Murfreesboro will put street lights out to the city limits location. If it's beyond the city limits, we don't install street lights beyond the Murfreesboro city limits.
Yeah, that takes it on out there, though.
Well, we need some in the city limits and the county.
I'm not sure.
No, they stopped them right there in the city.
Yeah.
That's why they stopped the light.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it, are the lights on
that? To get the county to hook up and get in place with them so we can have some. If you know the county will work with us, that's what we're trying to get. See if they work with us some kind of way and get some lights out this way.
I tell you, I think the mayor of the Rutherford County mayor will be on with us next month. So when he comes on, actually, the last of this month, the last Wednesday of this month, the county mayor will be on. So call and ask that question. That would be in his jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. You have a good day, too. On that note, we're going to have to say so long. Chris, we're out of time.
Yeah, it's been a great program. Appreciate all the calls.
Full notebook of things to do now.
I do. I'll load your email box up.
And we will pass that information on. Thank you again.
Thank you, Bart. Everyone have a great day.
And for everybody who called, we thank you for listening. We thank you for your concern. It's all of us together working to make this a better community. And your help is so much needed. Hey, have a super day. I'll see you tomorrow.